Alison Bechdel is a pop culture icon, creator of the landmark comic strip Dykes to Watch Out For. A while ago, she wrote a graphic memoir, that's graphic as in cartoon, about her closeted gay father. It later became an off-Broadway musical, and now she's back with the story of her other parent. It's called Are You My Mother? A memoir and a meditation on life and psychotherapy. Steve Paulson wanted to know what it's like to write two brutally honest books about your own parents.
Your previous book, Fun Home, was about your father, who died years earlier. This one is about your mother, who's very much alive. Was it harder to write because of that?
Yes, absolutely. It's much easier to write a memoir about someone who's not going to read the memoir. And my mother, you know, I was showing her drafts of this and preparing for her to have this book come out all along, and that was difficult.
Well, yes, because you were very revealing about your mother's flaws, among other things. I mean, she can come across as rather self-absorbed and oblivious to your needs.
Well, I feel kind of bad about that. I mean, yes, you're right. That is part of what I'm writing about. But I'm also writing about the tremendous gift I feel my mother gave me. And part of the gift for me of learning to be an artist is, I guess, there is a certain amount of self-absorption that a person has to have. So it's an ambivalent feeling. It's, yeah, I'm criticizing her, but I'm also writing a love letter to her. You know, it's a thank you.
As you were sending her these sections of the book, did she see it partly as a love letter, do you think?
I don't think so, no. And she doesn't really talk to me much about the content of the book. Her only real response to it is one that I include in the text of the book itself, and I have a conversation with her near the end after I've shown her most of it, and she says, well, it coheres, and that's that's about all I got, and I'm happy with that.
Well, and she's a former English teacher, right? So she, I guess, is speaking not just as your mother, but as someone who knows something about literature.
Well, my mother knows a lot about literature. That's the other tricky thing. I feel like she was always the writer in the family, and I was sort of afraid to encroach on her turf. Sometimes I think I became a cartoonist as a way of being sort of a crypto writer, like a way to be a writer that my mother wouldn't notice or feel threatened by.
Now, the other thing that you also say about your mother is that she's had trouble accepting you being a lesbian and the fact that you write and draw scenes about your own sex life. Has that been difficult to share with your mother?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a more complicated story than that, really. I wrote a memoir about my father called Fun Home, and that was about my father's closeted life as a bisexual man, which I did not learn about until I came out to my family when I was in college. So my homosexuality was very complicated by that story for my mother. It wasn't just a simple matter of her disapproving it. You know, it just brought up a lot of old, difficult stuff for her.
And one of the things that you do in this book, which is partly what makes it so fascinating, is you have these extended discussions of your own therapy sessions of seminal psychoanalysts, especially the British analyst Donald Winnicott. Why are you so interested in him?
I started learning about Donald Winnicott when I read a book called The Drama of the Gifted Child by Alice Miller when I first started doing therapy in my 20s. And she was talking about this person named Winnicott, and the ideas just sounded really entrancing. He was talking about this idea about a true self that we all have. It's something that has to be hidden. We can't really always access our true self. We develop false selves to cope, some people more than others. And I feel like I very much have struggled with a false self. You know, and it comes at a cost to the child. Yes, you make your parent happy. You often do well in the external world, but there's a part of your self that becomes lost to you.
So what role do you think you played for your parents' benefit?
Well, both of my parents encouraged me to keep a diary as a child, which is interesting. I started writing a diary when I was about 10 and have pretty much done that ever since. And at one point in this memoir that I've just written, I'm talking about my childhood diary with my therapist, and she says, you know, I think your parents were asking you to hold a lot of the family's emotions. Like they turned this job of diary keeping over to you as a way of making you the repository for these unspoken dramas and feelings that were going on in the house. And I think that was to a certain extent true, but on the other hand, I feel like it was keeping a diary that was my way out, was my salvation, like learning to write, learning to keep track of the events of my life in a way that made sense to me was salvational.
Well, wasn't there also a period when you were quite young when you were unable to write in your diary because of an obsessive compulsive disorder and your mother actually took over writing your diary?
Yeah, this is like sort of the primal scene of this book. I had obsessive compulsive disorder as a kid, and I would write in my journal, but it took me forever because I was blotting things out and making all these crazy little symbols. And my mother noticed that it was taking me longer and longer to make my nightly diary entry, so she offered to take dictation from me. And it was really an amazing gift. For 6 weeks, she sat on the edge of my bed and wrote in my diary for me. And I still have that diary. It's so funny to see it go from these childish, crazy, blotted out pages to her tidy adult handwriting, but in my voice. And that was very pivotal for me. I feel like all the sorts of feelings that a more normal, for lack of a better word, family would express through touch or affection or talking got funneled for me through that writing exchange with my mother. And so now I'm doomed forever to write memoirs about my life and my family.
I have to say, this is a really unusual book because you mix all this different stuff up together. I mean, scenes from your life, from your childhood, and then you have these long, extended sections on the history of psychoanalysis. You quote passage from seminal psychoanalytic books. You recount conversations with your own therapist, sometimes about the difficulties you have writing this book. It has a very meta quality
yeah.
to it. Some degree, it's a book about the making of a book.
It is. And, you know, in many ways, this book about my mother began when I was talking to my mother about writing the book about my father. So if it works at all, which I'm not sure about, it's because it's in comics format. And there's a lot of chronological jumping around. But doing that in comics where you can show things rather than describe them, I think it just makes it more legible. You can sort of get away with doing that, with doing a couple things at once in a way that you can't with prose.
So how do you think about putting together the words with the images that you're drawing? Do you see your images as being where the emotion is mostly expressed?
That's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that. I think that's probably true. You know, I do a lot with facial expressions and gestures and body language. I draw in a rather realistic style. It's not really a very cartoony style. And I actually pose for my own drawings.
You pose in front of a camera, right? You take pictures of yourself?
Yes. This is not unusual. A lot of cartoonists do this, but I do it, I think, a little excessively. I pose for all the characters. Like I'm posing as my mother, I'm posing as my therapist, I'm posing as myself a lot, which is a very strange activity.
How many pictures do you take?
Oh my God, I took about almost 4,000 for this book.
Wow. As you were telling the story, coming back to your mother, did you talk with her about this? I mean, was part of this project to get her to tell you her story?
No, that would have been great, but she is very reluctant to give me information, as you might imagine, because she does not want to be written about. You know, I did this not expressly against her will. It's like I didn't ask for her permission. She didn't give me permission. I just told her I was going to do this. And I know that she's a private person and doesn't like this information being revealed. I think it's a very interesting ethical question, like how much of our parents' stories belong to us, belong to the children to legitimately tell as part of their story. And that's something I'm always struggling with. I hope I have handled that ethical boundary okay.
Cartoonist Alison Bechdel talked with Steve Paulson about her memoir, Are You My Mother?